Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Norbin Pradhan. A day after India revoked visas issued to Pakistani nationals in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack, Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday spoke to all the chief ministers, asking them to identify all Pakistan nationals in their states. Mr. Shah asked the chief ministers to take steps to ensure their prompt return to Pakistan. Meanwhile, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan has held a meeting with chief secretaries of all the states and union territories through video conferencing over the issue and urged them to ensure strict compliance of the order related to suspension of visa service to Pakistani nationals. India has revoked all existing visas issued to Pakistanis except long-term visas, diplomatic and official visas with effect from Sunday. Pope Francis, the head of the worldwide Roman Catholic Church, will be laid to rest at the Basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome today. The funeral mass will begin at 1:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time at St. Peter's Square in Vatican City. The service will be led by Cardinal Giovanni Battista Re, Dean of the College of Cardinals. Tens of thousands of mourners, including heads of states and representatives from across the world, are expected to attend the funeral mass of late Pontiff. These include President Draupadi Murmu, who will offer condolences on behalf of the government and people of India, U.S. President Donald Trump, French President Emmanuel Macron, Brazil President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, and Argentine President Javier Milei are among the other world leaders who will be attending the funeral. President Murmu reached Rome in Italy yesterday and paid homage to Pope Francis by laying a wreath at the Basilica of St. Peter's in the Vatican City. The funeral ceremony will conclude with transfer of coffin to St. Mary Major in Rome, where the burial will take place. Pope Francis, the first Latin American pope to lead the Roman Catholic Church and sovereign of the Vatican City-State, passed away on 21st of April at the age of 88. The Diocese of Kohima organized a requiem, eucharistic celebrations in memory of late Pope Francis at different parishes of the diocese. The first mass was celebrated on Thursday at Holy Cross Church, Dimapur, followed by the second held yesterday at Mary Help of Christians Cathedral, Kohima. The final Mass will be held at St. Joseph Church, Chomakadema, today. During the Eucharistic celebration at the cathedral, Bishop James Thopple paid tribute to late Pontiff, who passed away on Monday on the 12th year of his papacy. In his homily, the bishop expressed how the entire world is mourning the loss of a beloved spiritual leader. He said that Pope Francis was special for his charismatic personality, his simplicity, sense of closeness to the people, and the fresh, often unconventional vocabulary he brought into the papal discourse. Highlighting Pope Francis's contributions, Bishop Thopple remarked on the series of historic firsts associated with his papacy, where he was the first Jesuit pope, the first Latin American pope, and the first non-European pope in over a millennium.
And he was also one of the pope of mercy, caring for the migrants, people who are poor, you know, himself was a migrant in the faith and in the return of the Middle East.
India is observing state mourning today as a mark of respect on the funeral of the Supreme Pontiff being held today. Home Ministry said that the national flag will be flown at half-mast throughout India on all buildings where the national flag is flown regularly. The government had announced a three-day state mourning on the passing away of Pope Francis. 2 days state mourning was observed on 22nd and 23rd of this month. Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change and Village Guards, C.L. John, on Thursday inaugurated the Forest Beat Office at Keshakino under Peak District. Minister John highlighted that the establishment of the Forest Beat Office will be the first line of defense against forest fires, illegal activities, poaching and other threats to forest ecosystem. He also sought cooperation from the stakeholders of Keshakino and neighboring villages. MLA Dr. Nisatio Mero expressed the urgent need for development, especially in the road sector, as this will boost tourism in the state. And MON SDO Ajit Kumar yesterday said that not a single case of malaria has been detected in the district since 2021, noting that it is a notable achievement. He was speaking at the World Malaria Day organized by the National Vector-Borne Disease Control Program, MON, at the district hospital. Mr. Kumar said malaria was once a deadly disease where many lives were lost, but now because of the collective efforts from the government and the hard work of the health workers, the lives of people have improved. And that's all the news. Have a nice day.